This is Leo for KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio. This summer, KTWH decided that summer weekends in Two Harbors deserve some daytime music festivities, both for our visitors and the home crowd alike. So come back downtown this Saturday if you're out at the lake. We've got the first in a new series, the Catch the Wave Free Will Community Concerts at the Bandshell, sponsored by KTWH in Love and Lake County. And to tell us what's up here, I've asked Kim Leon to come on to give us the lineup and the backstory. You know, Kim is our local music mainline connection here at KTWH. Kim, welcome to our show this morning, and can you give us a clue on how did we get to the Catch the Wave idea, and when we sprouted it, what kind of lineup have we germinated for July 15th, this Saturday?
All right. Well, hi, Leo, and thanks for having me on here. It's always fun to be on. So it's kind of started, it was a seed, an unsprouted seed that was in my head for a while, thinking that we should have something else, just a plain old concert of some kind for an event, an outdoor concert. And not long ago, I heard from one of the members of the Sleepy Bones Allison Band, and it happens to be a family band, so that member is the mom member, actually, Elizabeth. Uh-huh. And so she was looking around in Two Harbors to find a place for their band to perform at when they come this summer, and they're coming from Iowa. They come to Two Harbors a couple of times a year in the summertime for vacation. Sleepy Bones Allison has been in the studio and been on the radio. I think he sat exactly where I'm sitting across from probably Jackson at the time.
Oh, okay.
So he's been a guest here a number of years ago, back when he was in high school. But back to the story, Elizabeth of the Sleepy Bones Allison Band had checked around town and found that every place had already booked their musicians for this weekend that they'll be coming up here. So she gave me a call and asked me if I had any ideas. So I said, well, what about the Bandshell at the park? Let's check that out. And so here we are. So that actually, like I said, I had that unsprouted seed in there. This kind of led to, how about if KTWH Radio supports this a little and helps find a more familiar name to this area to pair up with it. And it took off really quickly from there. So it really has not been in the planning for a real long time. It came together very, very nicely. Thug is going to join in, and a really young local guy who's just kind of starting out in the whole music scene named Ethan Schuf. He's going to give us a little listen to his style and stuff, too. And Mel Sando, he's the more familiar name besides Thug. He's going to play for a while, and then Sleepy Bones Allison will wrap it up. They're blues, pretty much a blues band when they get together, and it'll be a lot of fun. So rock out that park.
So Thug is coming in some kind of smaller ensemble version thereof? I know they can come in all sizes.
I haven't gotten word yet of the size of the Thug ensemble for this. I do know that Dale will be leading it up, and so he's got a nice little bunch of Thug members, and they're going to get started actually a little bit early. The advertised time for this is 3 to 5, but Thug's going to give us a little bit of music for as people are coming into the park, greeting music, you might say. So
sure.
Call them in music.
That's right. Calling in the people that didn't even see the posters or hear it on the radio that just happened to be bopping by.
Yeah. So Thug's going to get things started at about 10 minutes before 3. The advertised time is 3 to 5.
Right. So a little bit of an early bird treat. And a lot of people like to get settled in early and start having their picnic. What the heck?
Yes. And that's you said picnic, so that's one of the key words. So we don't intend for there to ever be food trucks at these concerts in the park, and I think we will have more. If this goes over well, and I do think it will, I see no reason why it won't. We'll have more of these, and keep it simple. Let it be about the music, and let it be about Two Harbors Community Radio, having the opportunity to outreach and get out into the community and be among the people, because we spend a lot of time stuck in our little studios, and it's good to get out there.
Yeah, especially when the ventilation isn't chilly air like we have for 6 to 8 months a year. We got to take advantage of the whatever balminess comes our way.
And
there could be a lake breeze this day, but people around here, they know how to work that. They know yeah. how to bring a blanket down.
Well, we just had our Heritage Days time, and that was a lot of fun. So, I mean, it's like you kind of get hungry for more. So now we get to be out there in the park
Indeed.
In the open air with people.
Yeah, we did our dunk tank, and we were right next door to the music tent. So I got to hear some wonderful music. But I was very distracted by the dunking process, Kim, which was a blast.
And a splash.
And we met a whole bunch of fun people who got to, I think a lot of people got to see community radio people for the first time because we had something that they wanted to partake in. And we met a lot of young people and people of all ages. And we expect that that's exactly the kind of mix we could have this Saturday.
Yes.
If you'll tell two friends and they'll tell two friends, imagine mm-hmm. it'll be like some kind of a viral, a good
yes,
virus concert.
Let's let it go viral. I hope so. That should work that way. And we do have posters out there. There was a nice little article in the entertainment section in the Duluth News Tribune. So I got to give a shout out to Terry Cato for that. That's her beat, you know, with Duluth News Tribune is the entertainment.
Right.
So, but she's always, I can always count on Terry to tell our story when we've got something going on in the entertainment area. And there's a little story in, which one is it? There's a little story in the Northland Journal. This week, too.
The North Shore Journal?
North Shore Journal, thank you.
Okay, that's terrific.
Thanks for correcting that.
Yeah, and we've got this little bit of a echo chamber we call a radio station where hopefully you're hearing from us this week. I'm going to encourage all of our DJs that I've created a little folder of some of the players. I don't have any music from Ethan Shoof yet on our server, Kim, but I have extracted a couple of Mel Sando's tunes from his Beat Farm appearance, and I've got a couple of Thug tunes, and I've got one Sleepy Bones Allison tune, and it's just solo Sleepy Bones. I have not got any recording of the larger band, and can you tell us? Sleepy Bones is the wild card here, right? We've got a young fellow from Iowa. He's taken on a name like he was an old blues man.
Yes,
And is a little mysterious, and that's kind of fun, but what kind of composition of band are we going to have? Are we going to have a drummer, a bassist? Are we going to have a couple of guitars?
Yeah, it'll be a four-piece family band, so it'll be Sleepy Bones himself, and his actual name is Paul, and I don't know exactly what Paul's age is, but I think he's roughly 20 years old. He's in college. He has a sister named Emily who's a little bit older than him, and she harmonizes on vocals with him. They harmonize together really well. Their mom, Elizabeth, plays the bass guitar, so she keeps that going for him. And then their dad, John, plays the drums. So it's a four-piece band. Sleepy Bones plays electric blues guitar. So when he was very young, he was drawn into blues music from, you know, the likes of the very best of the blues players of before his time, really, Stevie Ray Vaughan. And so think along those lines. And that's who, when he heard that kind of music, he decided, that's what I want to do. I mean, when he was a kid. So
And we don't know exactly how many years, but I know I've heard him play on a couple of occasions, and I think he continues to grow on the instrument, and he's written his own songs, I know.
He has. He's written a number of his own songs.
Yeah, and will he play, covers and original work?
I do. I think he'll play covers, you know, the crowd pleasers
and
his own original work. He did. They did play last summer. You might have caught him at the Harbor Rail Pub. They did play one night for a while at the Harbor Rail Pub, so they have played live. And you can also see them, of course, on the KTWH YouTube channel, because they did do Sleepy Bones Paul did a featured focus artist session with us. And you can also see Mel Sando, by the way, over there, too, on that KTWH YouTube channel, because he's done one of those sessions with us, too. So
okay. You
can check those both out. Thug is not hard to find samples of Thug music at all. And, there's really not much out there for Ethan Shoof, because he is new.
He made an impact on me when I was at the Two Harbors Farmers Market, Kim, and I thought, who's that guy up there playing a Rolling Stones tune on an acoustic guitar at 10:30 in the morning and really giving it some down-home feeling? And I thought, who is this guy? He's too young to actually know this song when it came out in 1972. And I was just pleased to walk up and tell him I was appreciative of his song selection. And so I've been waiting to hear more from him. So we will. the Saturday.
Yeah. Good musicians have good ears. So
yeah.
Yeah. So he'll be a good
example. Is he starting to make the rounds? What you think we'll be hearing from Ethan? Is he a actual Two Harbors area resident? Where is he?
He is an actual Two Harbors area resident, and I think it's been working out for him to have something fairly regular, maybe twice a month at the Harbor Rail Pub over there for like that Wednesday happy hour time around 5 o'clock, and I think he. Trades.
He's alternating with our friend Marty Beth.
Anderson, right? And Beth and whoever Marty brings along occasionally.
Okay.
You got to check that Wednesday afternoon schedule and try to catch him over there. But he's been doing that. And then you said you saw him at the farmer's market. So he's ambitious enough to find these little gigs around town and make sure that he gets to where people can actually hear him and see him. So that's great.
Right. And it's a repertoire builder because when you're suddenly asked to do an hour and a half, 2 hours of music, you have to have a deeper bag of covers. And I didn't ask Ethan if he did originals. That'll be something I ask him if I ever get a chance.
He is writing some originals. And we do have a plan to, once he's ready, which won't be too long, once he practices on some of his originals a little bit more for enough music to put together a session, we'll do a session with him. We'll sit down and record him. And
just remind people what you mean by a session.
A featured focus artist session. And you got to go over on the KTWH YouTube channel for that, and you won't be sorry.
it's a great venue for anyone who's trying to be seen and heard and appreciated in a really high quality musical setting and audio visual setting altogether. Because Jose Lehan does a heck of a job with that.
He does, and I haven't gotten confirmation yet on whether he'll be recording some of this music at the park on Saturday, but he usually does, so we'll see, but I can't guarantee it.
Yeah, you're pretty busy this summer. There's a number of venues that you have duties at, so not expecting anything, but if something does get recorded, I'd be eager to play it on the air for those people who are otherwise engaged on July 15th. There is a lot going on in people's lives. But
there is, and it's nice that it's in the afternoon because there's a lot going on in the evening.
That's true.
On Saturday, and so we've got this thing in the afternoon, and so listeners that might be in Duluth doing something in the morning and then maybe heading up the shore for something in the evening, here we are, right in between.
And just to be clear, it's a free will concert, and for me that means that folks who are so inclined can help pitch in to recognize the artists with a little bit of a gratuity in their tip cases, their guitar cases, or whatever we might set up. Mm-hmm. And at KTWH, we'll have an information booth and we'll have a donation box. And if you'd like to encourage us to keep growing this radio station, which has expansion plans that would bring us up the North Shore towards Silver Bay and Beaver Bay, and boy, we can use some support too. But it's totally optional. And you don't have to be there for the whole thing to enjoy it. If you're still on your way back at 4 o'clock, this concert's probably going to go past 5 p.m., I assume, Kim.
I assume it is. It's scheduled to go to 5, but I'm fully expecting that by then we'll draw enough of a crowd and that Sleepy Bones will be asked to play a little encore. And
great.
Yeah, I do think it will.
Any chance we pull in some visitors by train? I don't know what the train schedule is on Saturday afternoon.
I think they might catch the beginning of it.
Okay.
But I think they take off and head back in the middle of the afternoon.
Okay.
And the other thing we should mention is that this is kind of a bring your own chair, bring your own refreshments. If you're a middle of the day lunch kind of person, it would be good to pack a little lunch for yourself here. And we're not going to have food vendors. However, our insurance company, shall we say, the insurance company that we use is their station is Harbor Insurance, and they are going to be kind enough to bring some ice cream treats of some kind to have for free for the attending people.
And first come, first served. I can't guarantee they'll have, if we go viral and hit 300, 400 people, we will run out of ice cream. So be there early for Thug and get your ice cream.
Yeah, wonderful goodwill gesture by Harbor Insurance for this. So that adds to it, makes it even nicer.
So Kim, wrapping things up, we also have a backup plan in case the clouds decide to get a little restless, don't we?
Yes. You know, there's a really nice space, the Sanctuary and United Church of Two Harbors. It's right across the street from the park, and I looked at the forecast and I don't know, it looks pretty good, but if it does get rained out we can move into that church sanctuary and do the whole thing there. So,
brilliant.
Rain or shine.
I want to throw out a very special thanks to Charles Finch, a member of Thug, who has stepped up to do the sound for us at this event. And I'm looking forward to that. He's very serious about putting out a good sound, and I think you're going to enjoy it.
Yes. Then we got those other two dates, too, that are in the planning.
We should mention that we should offer a teaser
on who's
playing.
Yeah, so those are both
playing.
Sundays. They'll also be rain or shine. Okay. I think they're both Sundays, aren't they? They'll both be in the middle of the afternoon. We'll nail down exactly when. I mean, this coming weekend, the 15th, is 3 to 5 advertised. We'll work with the musicians and decide if it's going to be 2 to 4. Or it might be different, but it'll be right in the middle of the afternoon nonetheless. And it'll be Born Too Late for August 27th. And paired up with them will be Shane Nelson and friends, I believe. He's working on seeing who can come along.
Could be fun.
So we'll just say for now, Shane Nelson and likely some mystery friends. And then on September 3rd, it is a band called Soulhead. And I looked them up a little bit today because I honestly wasn't familiar with Soulhead. Leslie Black's helping us out with this too, and she curated that band. And I'm excited about Soulhead. They look like they're really good. So
it's going to be a complete surprise for me. I'm going to ask you to help me look them up online. But anyway, that sounds pretty exciting. Again, August 27th and September 3rd, I believe that is the Sunday of Labor Day weekend.
Yep.
And
just circle out the middle of the day on your calendar for those ones.
Details will be filled in for sure. And this first concert, July 15th, I want to confirm, is co-sponsored by KTWH with support from Love and Lake County. And that is what I have. Kim, have we overlooked something important? Oh, yes, the location. We keep saying Banshell. Thomas Owens Park. Waterfront
Park.
Drive.
Yes, Harbors. 3rd Avenue, Waterfront Drive, the one with the Banshell.
Well, Kim, I'll see you there. I hope that you'll see me there.
Yes. I'll see one another there. So,
and we'll see you, too, and we'll see you on the radio.
Come on over.
This is Leo for KTWH. I've been speaking with Kim Leon about the Catch the Wave Free Will concert on July 15th.
Let's throw out Mississippi Mike Wolf's name for graciously throwing together a really cool poster
for us,
too. Check
those posters out around town. So they are very catchy.
I asked him if he could whip it up, and he just did.
And somebody got our Catch the Wave graphic in there, and that's going to become a collector's item for sure. So,
so thanks to Mississippi Mike Wolf for that one.
We'll see you at the park on Saturday. Thank you. This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio, where you will catch the wave of live local music.